Transitioning from responder to retirement is often a tenuous process for the entire family. A Family Behavioral Health Access Program should provide information, webinars, or learning sessions on preparing to shift into retirement. It should address the common challenges that families encounter and how to support their family and loved ones through this process. The information covered should include the topics of sleep issues, depression, and loss of identity and connectedness, and provide resources for the families on how to support and assist their first responder in seeking care. Empowering families to be involved throughout their first responder's career, including retirement, can yield significant positive changes in identifying and addressing mental health challenges earlier, contributing to better outcomes. Support resources for first responder families should be in a centralized location that is easily accessible. These resources may come in the form of a link where a lot of helpful information is housed but is not necessarily appropriate for your standard operating procedures or guidelines. A centralized website will allow for continuous updates, communication, and up-to-date resources. Consider including the following and a clear explanation of what each resource offers. Department Resources and Behavioral Health Access Program Plan, which first responder families can access. For example, how to access EAP resources or chaplaincy and more about those resources. Local resources such as department recommended therapists. State resources, including the most current legislation on mental wellness and cancer presumption, and organizations to assist with these matters. Some of these resources include Florida Firefighters Safety and Health Collaborative, Second Alarm Project, and UCF Restores. National resources available to responder families such as the International Association of Firefighters, the International Association of Chiefs of Police, National Volunteer Fire Council, RelineRescue.org, and National Association of Police Organizations. By including families in your behavioral health access program, you make families a part of the solution. We can educate and empower families to affect change as we combat stigma and improve department policy to support a first responder willing to step forward for help. Thank you for reviewing this training module. Please see the resources below for more information on many of the included topics. End of module.